I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I think the
two incredible animal stories to be debriefed.
Yeah. I mean, why there hasn't been a movie made on.
Well, there will be.
On one of these particular things is beyond me.
Take a listen.
Such a good storyline for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles alone.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, Godzilla and King Kong is out again at the movies. Godzilla and the Rat King.
You know, they're saying that Godzilla and King Kong is the highest grossing post-COVID movie so far.
Yeah, Dane took the boys.
But that's not surprising. Nobody went to the movies. God, PR people will run.
They'll spin anything, won't
they? Yeah, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, Lisa's kids will be there at opening night.
They were.
Yeah, yeah. Do they love it?
Was it good?
Well, they loved it. Dane said it was good.
Okay, maybe I'll
the kids loved it. They were.
Because I look at the trailer and I go,
it did look all right.
Oh, I didn't like the trailer. But I don't really like the movies that I can't believe.
Oh, but Jace.
Okay, that's pretty much the basis of a lot of
films. Like Harry Potter, for example, I can believe. I go, wizards are probably real.
You can believe Harry Potter?
Yes. But a giant.
You can
gorilla?
Believe there are paintings on the wall that follow you when you move and staircases that shift and, like, that's all in your realm of believability.
Yes.
But
yes.
A giant ape isn't?
No. No, because where would it hide? That big? No, it doesn't hide anywhere.
I mean, you can't point out flaws and Godzilla? In Godzilla
no.
And then say, but Harry Potter's the real deal.
Wizards are probably real. That's the truth. They probably
Look,
are.
I'm all for a little bit of white magic. I am.
I am too mad for it.
But you're a muggle.
Actually, I do need to buy some sage, a sage bundle. Where do I go?
You need to go to one of
sages,
those.
Sage is us on Pilkington Street.
You know that great.
What? Or you can go discount sage on Walcott. That's another good one.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
And this is where it's a. This is like the Hogwarts corner.
I want a proper sage bundle, Sarah.
Yeah, well, mate, what you've got to do is A, Google it. Google sage bundle Brisbane. You'll get some hits.
I'm pretty sure they sell sage at Coles.
No, that's not what
a sage bundle
is.
No, it's like wrapped in a big mofo cigar.
I know that you burn. Yeah.
And then it wards off
that
the evil spirits. Bullshit.
They don't do
they
a
do
sage bundle at Coles.
What Coles are you at, Nimbin? And that's not sage.
It's also at the front of Coles. Not okay.
It's out the back of it. The only VW van.
Yeah, the only place I can remember is that lovely, beautiful arty store we went to on the Gold Coast at Miami. But
yes.
I forget what it's called.
Yes.
It's so pretty. Actually, and they had them in there, something there.
Do you ever go to Stone's Corner?
No.
Because there's like a little crystal
That's
store
what I need. I need
stuff.
A little crystal
Stone's
store.
Stone's Corner. Go to Stone's
but
Corner.
But I'm not going to go to that side of town, Jace.
I don't know anyone on this side of town. Yeah.
One of the 13, make me a sage bundle.
Any white witches among you? Why don't you just message Beck? She'll
I know,
tell
but
you.
Beck's on your side of town. Beck's our white witch friend.
I feel like the 14...
They're very well resourced.
Well, you just said 13.
Don't underestimate them.
I mean, all of a sudden, you're asking for an Airbnb manager. Yeah. You're asking for a sage bundle.
Also, because
you're not,
6 degrees
you're not giving
of
them
separation.
Anything. You're not giving them the key rings. Where are the key rings?
I've just messaged our supplier and asked
Should
what's
done that
happening.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Should have said that yesterday.
Well, she was busy. I had her doing other work things.
Look, listeners come first.
Lisa's sage bundle comes first, clearly.
Okay, fine. I'll Google it. Sage bundle.
And watch the results come out. Look,
actually,
you go,
let's
you go
do it on
things in such a non-linear way.
Sage
used
bundle.
Sage.
Yeah,
used.
But then how do you know it's...
Here we go. Smudge stick. Oh, $28.
No,
is that how much they are?
I think it'd be cheaper to keep the ghosts.
I'm going to Google Carl's website.
I'm telling you, you're just thinking of a herb bundle.
No,
yeah,
you're just thinking
sure
of it.
There is sage.
You're like, Sarah's brought home some parsley once, and you're like, oh, this is some sage.
This is better. $8. Sage bundles. Brisbane. In case you didn't know where we were. Great for cleansing your home, workplace, car, and crystals. Oh, no, it's not on my side of town.
Oh, yeah, it is the herb bundle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jace.
Really? Did you put in sage smudge stick?
Smudge.
Yeah.
I'm on the Coles.
They're not even dry.
No, it's
they're
not dry.
Fresh.
Smudge
fresh
sticks,
sage.
North Brisbane. I mean, get specific. That's what the Google's
I heard
there
ghosts
for.
Ghosts don't like the fresh sage.
I mean.
Also.
You can also buy them online.
In your house?
No, I have no. Well, no. There are no ghosts, but.
Wizards?
There's a wizard in Bribie. no, I just feel like I could do with a bit of smudging. It's always good, apparently, to clear, even just for the start of a new radio term.
Well, it's the studio.
Oh, my God,
studio.
Mate. You just need to go to Tree of Life. They have them.
Tree of Life.
Tree of Life. Pure white sage smudge stick.
How much do they want?
There's one in Chermside.
Yeah. How much do they want?
Hang on. $9.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant, Sarah. Thank you.
Well, isn't it amazing when you just Google something instead of faffing around and
asking? I don't
asking.
Want to go to Westfield. Is there one like a...
You either want the sage
you know what?
Don't.
It doesn't feel hippie enough.
Tree of Life. Yeah, definitely.
Like walking into a Westfield.
There's another one at those Ishka stores. You can buy a white sage, Palo Santo and Yerba Santa smudging kit. That's going to be $44.95.
Forget it. I'm going to Chermside.
Yeah. You can go to the hippiehouse.com.au. Crystalvisions.net.
No.
Yeah. I mean, native bush products, smudge sticks, loose leaf remedies, and I mean, just buy it. Just okay, go to Tree of Life.
I'm going to go to Tree of Life. I'm going to get one for the studio. Are we allowed to do it? I think maybe Nikki will get upset, won't she?
Yeah, I think if you set the fire alarms off and we've got to pay $1,400 for the fireys to come out because you've been removing some bad radio spirits from this room.
Yeah, what radio spirits are in here?
There's a nicer way to tell Jace we don't want him on the team anymore.
Also, I love the smell of sage, so I'll stick around if I smell it.
And someone,
fresh sage anyway.
I don't think we should be smudging this particular premises. Okay. I think you can cross that from your...
What a shame.
With your hippy-dippy list there. I mean, yeah.
2 seconds, mic's off. Sorry, we're working on a little
that
side
That was really
project,
not
guys.
Necessary.
Know,
you could have done
I
that
know.
After the podcast.
I know,
we didn't
sorry.
Need to know that.
It's because she's a terrible multitasker. She likes to think she can focus on many things at once. Yeah. But as soon as you hear Lisa's fingers typing furiously, you know she's gone.
She hasn't listened to anything.
She's mentally checked
said.
Out.
I'm really hungry now that daylight savings is over. I'm hungry at this time.
You know what I'm back on for brekkie?
What?
It's the same time.
The porridge with the peanut butter and the banana.
Because winter is here.
Winter is here and the Carmen's porridge sachets were 50% off. FYI, I bought 4 boxes.
Nice.
I like the big bowl porridge, the Uncle Toby's. I like that little bit of extra. But I'm so looking forward to going home and eating it now. I've just been on the bread. Over the holidays. Bread,
so much.
Bread. Tiger loaf, give it to me. Sourdough, give it to me. Pumpkin bread with seeds.
You know what I've done? I've done peanut butter and jam sandwiches. How terrible in terms of nutrition is that? Also delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, even Will said to me that. I haven't seen you eat a piece of fruit in days. I was like, yes, I have. Absolutely haven't.
Jam.
And it's so hypocritical because I'll force the kids. I'll be like, you've eaten so much. You must have some fruit. There's
carrot
an overflowing.
Sticks.
Yeah. There's a yogurt, there's cheese sticks and there's fruit. They're your options. Whereas me, I'll just reach for the tiger loaf again.
I know.
With promite and a
tiger
stack
loaf's
of
the
butter.
Worst bread.
It's what do you mean? So worst good. Tasting?
No.
It's so
the
soft
crust,
and then it's got that crust.
No, the crust is the worst. Okay. The inner loaf, yes.
Oh, the crust.
Great.
No, I love the
crust
contrast.
Is the worst. No.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. If you can't make a tiger loaf sandwich because when you put your mouth around it, it cuts your
lips. Tiger. I love it.
Maybe you're taking too big a bites, mate.
Or I've got weak lips.
Oh, you've got delicate. You've got lady lips.
Sweet lips.
Sweet lips. Like a peach. Yeah, so that's my thing on holiday. I just default will go to carbs, which is just delicious. But I need a bit more of a rainbow in my diet. That's 100% what they're for.
Yep.
And so much cheese. I've been socialising quite a bit and just eating a lot of cheese and biscuits. A lot. Also, heaven, sometimes I think if I was on death row and they said, what's your last meal? What's your last meal going to be? I'd say a cheese platter and
can we do that as a phone up tomorrow?
Yeah.
If you're on death row, what would your last meal be?
Yeah, great.
Is that insensitive? Yeah.
Well, no, because death row doesn't exist in Australia, so no, it's not insensitive.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Last meal. Last supper.
What would yours be?
Oh, God, it's so difficult.
Yeah. Well, fresh white bread, butter, and then leftover Christmas ham is the main. Really? Yeah. I just love. And, so
okay.
Good.
So what if you're on death row in, let's say, June?
Yep.
How long's that ham had to have been left?
Oh, okay. Well, then it could just be ham off the bone.
You can still make ham off the bone.
Yeah, yeah, but she said leftover Christmas ham.
Well, I guess because that feels like summer to me.
Yes.
And that feels like a happy time of year. It's celebration.
Let's hope that your death row sentence is, you know, on December 26th or 7th.
I know, and that electrical current works real fast.
Sarah wants to hear Feliz Navidad in the background and all will be okay. That's really sad, actually.
Okay, yeah. Phone it tomorrow, I reckon.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's go.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Oh, bye.
All that stuff that we said needs to be unpacked. Unpack it yourselves.
What? Unpack what?
The animal stories that we said we need to unpack that, but we couldn't talk about it because we hadn't got to the show
yet. Yeah, you've heard it. Rat Kings for life.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. I'm ready to fight.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Or should I say bonjour? Because I have been schooled in French, not by our resident Frenchie Lise, but by her mother. So for those of you who don't know, Lise's mum, Nicole, is our bookkeeper.
Keeping it in the family.
We like to keep it in the family. And so Lise and Nick and I are in a Facebook Messenger thread and we will throw our receipts up there and then Nick balances our books. So
You have to pay me for my last
invoice. Oh, sugar. Sorry.
Take it up with Nicole.
Sorry.
Well, probably not for radio chat, actually, but anyway.
That is my job to do that. We do actually have to pay people to work with us. Jace gets paid separately by the network and then he gets like danger money from us on top. Anyway, I'd put up a fuel receipt, just thrown it up there and said, here you go, Nick, happy Easter weekend, right? And she replied, well, Lise, I'll get you to say it.
I mean, look, it is gibberish.
It is gibberish.
Happy with an E with an accent. Easter to toi, Sarah. Thank you for toi reçois.
And then
none of it makes sense. But it's all in
with a yellow love heart.
French.
Then underneath in capitals, she writes, oh, my God, sorry, my phone was on French mode, lol.
Why is she
Why is she all of a sudden Greek, Sarah?
I don't know, European. And I was like, that's such a flex, Nicole. Like, I now know where Lise gets it from. Like, just a subtle, like, oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot my phone was on French.
I didn't even know.
You don't speak French.
I didn't even know there was a French. So mum must type her texts in French because it is the bane of my existence having to type to my mother French.
Is it the bane of your existence?
My phone is not set to French mode.
Is there a different keyboard for, like, what's the French keyboard look like?
No, but what
is
happens...
Is it QWERTY? It's not.
Yeah, it is still... No, it's not QWERTY, actually. but it's the predictive text. So my phone is set to normal English mode, so it'll predict English words. So when I try and type to mum in French, it'll continue to predict English words, and it takes me three times the length of time to talk to mum.
But I don't think your mum knew what I was talking about, because when I replied and said, that's such a flex, I really appreciated a snippet of culture, but she just gave the thumbs up, which is also the end it. Like, everyone knows when you do a thumbs up, end it. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
She might not know what a flex is, Sarah.
Maybe.
It's just your terminology is maybe a little
bit
too.
Sorry,
that's a language you don't know.
Yeah, flexy bill.
All right. This is Those Two Girls.
What is this?
Little
hair.
Mix. Hair.
Oh.
Morning.
That's the one.
Okay.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Well, I'm excited because I've got to tell you about a weird, weird.
Okay.
Well, I follow this Instagram page called Weird History.
Yeah.
And the stuff that I discover is fascinating and I need to share a little known creature called a rat king with you.
Is it like Tiger King?
No. Have you heard of a rat king?
No, never heard of a rat king.
Rat king, like a noble rat.
Yep.
Like Rattus.
Yep.
Rat,
from Rattus the Rat King. No, yeah, was that Feral? I was wondering where that name was from. Rattus the Rat?
What is it? I'm intrigued. Was he
a Rattus is a mass of rodents whose tails
you said Rattus then.
Have... Did I?
Yes. So, yeah, you said a Rattus. So a rat king.
Is a mass of rodents whose tails have become stuck together.
Oh, my God.
And they are so knotted.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Okay. This is actually true. Their tails become so knotted that then they all try and escape, except for apparently one wise rat that sits on top of the group and rides them like a rodent boss.
Okay. Shut up, Sarah. Show me a photo.
I'll show you a photo.
I need to see this.
There's actually one on display in a museum in Germany, the largest one. Which
they're all dead now.
32. Yeah, well, they don't live long because they're all knotted together.
Oh, show me.
Wow.
Okay. So I'll put a photo of it on your Instagram at Lees and Sarah.
Well, which one's the bloody rat king in there?
Well, it obviously died. Probably the one on
top. Fell off when it died.
Okay.
So sad.
So, I mean, he's not riding it with like a bitten reins. His tail's knotted in there as well. He's not like, rawhide.
But does his... So does he have the ability to untangle his tail but won't because he's riding lightning?
They're all stuck. But just by the way, the formation, there's apparently one in the middle. So 32 rats is the largest known rat king. The last one that has been found, or you know, obviously it's dead, was in Estonia 2005. But basically it happens deep underground.
Wow.
And it can be if they've been sitting in mud or blood or something sticky and somehow their tails get entangled, and they all get knotted. And I mean, did you ever know such a thing could happen?
I feel so sorry for them.
I mean, they're rats.
I know, but that doesn't matter.
But you're a bleeding heart for a rat, though, aren't you?
No, not for a rat. Just felt like that. That would be so terrifying.
What about for the rat king?
Yeah, but what about that one you saved in New York with a Gatorade bottle?
Yes.
Well, tell it.
Or I have a way of trapping a rat or a mouse using a wide-mouthed bottle.
You know, the Gatorade bottle.
Gatorade, Powerade, those big bottles. If the rodent is small enough, and anyway, they squeeze themselves through any sort of hole.
Unless you're a rat king.
Exactly. Yeah, if your Gatorade bottle is laying on its side, there's enough juice at the bottom that they will come in.
There you go.
And then you've got to sneak up. You've got to have nerves of steel. You've got to sneak up behind it and then tip the bottle up and then put the lid on and then walk it down.
And then she released it into the New York sewers.
who's the real rat king?
She's got the rat queen right
here. The Pied Piper.
Anyway, I'm going to put those pictures up at Lees and Sarah. Unbelievable.
Love it.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
There was a thread on Twitter that really got me thinking over the holidays, and it was based on a question asked by a lady named Amanda. Sorry.
Wow.
Amanda.
She's so classy.
Amanda.
Bougie. Amanda is the bougie Amanda.
The question was, what is a piece of advice someone gave you that ended up being surprisingly good? And she's just received thousands of replies, and I trawled through them, nodding my head many a time.
I like this.
At things such as, my uncle told me whenever a family member or friend asked to borrow money, I should only ever give an amount I'm comfortable not getting back. I mean, that's so true. Yeah. If you're going to loan someone money, you've got to be prepared to never see it again.
True.
So in my case, $5 to you, my friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
No more, right? Another piece of advice. Anytime you meet someone for business, feed them. People are better when they've eaten.
True.
True.
True. That's why anyone ever brings you lunch. Or if you're firing someone, bring them lunch too.
Oh, God. Oh. Since when have you been firing people?
Well, I never have, but I've been fired a few times.
Okay. And you took it well over a sanger.
Yeah.
Somebody else wrote, as my grandmother was dying, I asked her if she'd do anything differently. She said, I wish I hadn't spent so much time doing laundry. And whenever I'm doing something I don't like that's taking up too much of my time, I find a different approach.
I love that.
I mean, good. Yes.
I think there's different types of advice. You know, there's either the real hard-hitting stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Or there's the very practical stuff. Like, I would say one of the best pieces of advice I was ever given was put your phone on airplane mode to charge it faster.
Practical
advice. Yeah. I've never forgotten it. I do it all practical. The time.
Yeah.
On a more hard-hitting note, I would say the other good piece of advice that I received was the 10-year rule, which is you ask yourself, will this matter in 10 days, 10 months, or 10 years?
Oh, yes. And I have a similar one that is, will I be thinking about this on my deathbed?
Exactly.
No. If you won't be, it doesn't matter.
Then it helps you move past things faster. The other practical one would be pack for a little weekend away in a laundry basket.
Oh.
I did that over the holidays.
Right.
Instead of a bag. Like if you're just going like down, not far, you put all the kids' stuff in a laundry basket.
Oh, that's good.
And I tell you what, I think people do that with groceries too, but I applied it to just the kids, you know.
Oh, I like that.
Shoes, a couple of pairs of shorts in a laundry, pop, bring it. Up the stairs, down the stairs, boom. No bags, nothing.
Yes.
Different types of advice.
There's so much. I mean, that's the one I like most
of the
three you've given. I love that one.
Thanks.
Jace, have you got any?
Oh.
I mean, he's not that wise.
He's still young.
Toosh.
Yeah. I mean, and this here's
hold
another
on,
one.
Hold on. Yeah. Did you just say toosh?
Yeah, toosh, like touche.
Yeah.
Still the Amanda thing. Okay, don't
Amanda.
Worry. Don't worry
All right,
about
well,
it.
Look, let's, because Jace is useless, let's open up the phones on 131060 and ask you all, perhaps, for is there a piece of advice you received that surprisingly changed your life? True. Another one, never trust a toilet in your dream.
Yeah, that's good.
Solid. Okay,
yeah.
Solid. Everyone has this one of those stories.
Everyone's weed in a cupboard. Every single person.
Mine was a washing machine.
That takes a great aim.
One of my many skills.
All right, well, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Abby in Brisbane. Abby, what piece of advice turned out surprisingly good?
I've got a good one for Apple phones. So if you finish work and you don't want work to be calling you and you don't want your family to be calling you and want some downtime, put your phone on Do Not Disturb, so the little moon icon. But if you still want like your partner or your bestie to call, just say them as a favourite because they can call through but nobody else can get through.
So I never knew that.
They can break through the Abby barrier.
I love that.
I hate it when my family calls.
No, I mean, do you like being part of life, part of society, Abby?
Definitely not at all.
All right, let's go to Tim in Warner. Tim, what piece of advice turned out surprisingly good for you?
This is one that my dad used to tell me all the time, and it's quite simple. He'd say, the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is about a week.
Yeah, that's
true. So true.
Incredibly accurate.
That's so true.
Especially for your shorter haircuts,
yes.
Tim.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I'd be down on my new haircut and say, you know the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is? And I'd be like, yes, Dad, about a week.
Well, yeah, it's true. Exactly. It just needs that extra couple of mil. There's been many a time in my past when I've left the hairdresser looking like a page boy. But a week later, styling.
I don't think I've ever left a hairdresser and loved the haircut straight away.
Really?
I don't think I've ever left a while
to grow on you. Excuse the pun.
She's good.
She's good. Please, you literally said ooh there.
Ooh.
I've got one more.
Yeah.
It's a bit deeper.
Okay.
And if you're in Sydney, you'll hear the guy that told me it.
Okay.
In what?
Soon.
25 minutes?
Yeah.
Ed Cavalier. He said, always take interest in your own life. Never come, when someone says, what's new? Never say nothing. Because then you're not interested in what you're actually doing.
So always have an answer for people when they say, what are you up to?
Yep. What? So then people will think if you're not interested in your own life, then why should they be interested in you?
Exactly. So he always made me tell him, what I did that day.
Oh, well, what did you do yesterday?
Nothing.
Solid.
Really applying the advice there.
Yeah. Shout out to Ed.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. It's time for another one of Those Two Girls' weird animal stories.
Well, it's a new radio term and we bring you a new weird animal story. Now, Sarah, this is straight from East Sussex, out in the farmlands over there in England. A father of two was riding his bicycle and in the distance he saw what appeared to be a circle, a big circle, like a crop circle. Think of
aliens,
UFOs.
Yeah.
Okay. Like all that eerie stuff. And he was riding and he's like, what is that? It was a white circle in the field.
Sure.
He rides closer and closer and the circle is sort of broken up. He imagines like, oh, okay, yeah, there's dots. It's not just one circle, dotted circle. Gets closer. Do you know what it was?
No.
Sheep.
Why?
The sheep, though, wait. The sheep are eerily quiet, forming this huge circle. Look at this photo. Photo is going to be up on our Instagram.
Looks to me like there should be a pig in the middle saying, Maram you.
Concentric
Babe reference for all the young people out there.
Circles. Okay, people were, well, he's thinking, are they being summoned by a strange force? This is actually a UFO. EWE. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, UFO.
I don't like, want actually... to, don't laugh too hard to encourage her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he puts it up on Facebook. People are like dead set. This is like, it's 2021. Anything could happen. This is the end of the world. Okay. Like there are sheep just standing there looking at the sky, waiting for shit to happen.
Did
like,
your mic just turn off?
No. Don't freak me out.
It did. I couldn't hear you.
No, I could unfortunately hear her the entire time.
Maybe it was my headphones.
So why, do you ask, were the sheep forming circles? Was it an alien force, do you think?
But you've got the answer. I don't know.
I do have the answer. Yeah. It's actually very simple.
The way that you're saying, was it an alien? Yeah. I'm going to say no.
No. Would you be freaked
out, farmer,
though?
Did he just disperse the hay?
Was there a bunch of border collies rounding them up?
Yeah, but they were quiet. They were very, very quiet. Would you be freaked out if you came across a field of sheep in concentric circles?
Yes, probably. Sure. Yeah.
I would be. Well, Sarah, you were bang on. The sheep were following what's called a sheep snacker, which is a livestock dispenser. And the livestock dispenser dispensed their food in concentric circles. The bloody sheep were just having a feed. Quiet. I mean.
So it's not a weird animal story at all.
Well, no.
Next time it could be in a zigzag.
I mean, why doesn't this livestock do more interesting shapes, like a bloody hexagon?
Or write a message in the field, you know, that planes can see from above. Make it interesting.
Yes, make it very interesting.
Make them land.
Anyway.
Tell Lee's to stop talking about us.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hey, I had no idea that a humble power tool could cause such division between people. I happen to have one in my garage, but I was hosting a friend for, well, a cup of tea.
Hosting? Hosting?
Yeah, well, you know, she came over to my place. I'm a host. And
you dropped a tea bag in a cup.
Yeah.
Jiggled it.
Hostess with the mostess. And she and I were sitting out on the deck having our said cup of tea. And she's recently had her first baby.
Mm.
So she's really in like the daytime noises, daytime naps phase of life for her kid.
Heavy anxiety.
Heavy anxiety. We're sitting there middle of the day and all of a sudden a leaf blower starts up down the street. And all of a sudden my friend rolls her eyes and says, oh God. You know you're in a suburb where people have money when they start whipping out a leaf blower in the middle of the day. And I was like, well, hang on. Like, you live in this suburb too. What's with that? And she said, no, most people rake or sweep. A leaf blower just blows the leaves into air, nowhere in particular. They don't even pick them up and put them in a bin. It's just an absolute waste of time and money. Now, the leaf blower happens to be my favourite power tool. Well, hang on, the hedger for my hedges, then the leaf blower to blow all the leaves away.
Do you blow it into the neighbour's?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's all you do. You just blow it off your lawn onto someone else's.
Sure enough,
we saw the bloke in question with the leaf blower, and he was just blowing them down into the gutter, like just pushing them down along the street.
Because the council.
And I was talking to another girlfriend of mine about it, and she said, "Well, just so you know, I have absolutely no time for anybody who uses fossil fuel to blow leaves. Get a broom." I mean, is this? Is it? I mean, Leah, I know you've had your aggressive moments with leaf blowing, more when Dane's using them when you've got a house full of people coming over.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can appreciate how neat and tidy things look afterwards. I would also just add that you know it's a weekend.
Well, this was in the middle of the day. It was a weekday.
There's always bloody someone.
How big was this person's property? Because the thing is, you can't rake, like, you know, 800 square metres.
Oh, no, it's just a standard, you know, 600 block, whatever.
Yeah, with a house on it.
With a house on it. Yeah. This is standard, not acreage. But, Lise, I can remember this one time when you had family coming over and you were running around like a chook without a head. And
Dane just use it.
And you'd said something like, I don't know where the hell Dane is blowing imaginary leaves. Like, as long as you're making enough noise with a tool, you could pretty much get away with anything.
That's true. I actually hosed my the back patio area
for like a hose.
45 minutes the other day.
I like
that. Sarah's just like, oh, you're hosing. I was like, yeah, it's a lot of work out there.
Yeah, see, it is like a lazy person's tool.
Yeah. Dane's got the boys onto the leaf blower now. They can hold it.
I love it.
Yeah, they can hold it, but they do what he tells them to do, and then when he's not looking, they get the skateboard.
Good.
And backwards skate.
I saw a video of a dad who'd put the leaf blower on reverse on vacuum and he used it to put his daughter's hair in a ponytail.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Brilliant.
See?
Except I think if it goes too far in, it's a molt truth.
Well, I mean, you'd have to have pretty long hair.
I think they're
yes,
a molt
but yeah, it goes right up the tube. I mean, unless your hair's like, you know, down to your butt, not an issue. But anyway, leaf blowers, there you go, food for thought.
Yes. I will thinking about that.
Spare a thought.
I'm going to spend so much time on that today.
I will digest that throughout the day. Thank you so much.
Come back tomorrow with some other thoughts about it.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.